Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Welcome to Biz Podcast. Today we have Gary from the Surrey Chambers. Lovely having you here today, Gary. Just start by introducing yourself, telling us who you are and what you do.
Thank you for having me. So my role at the Surrey Chambers of Commerce is the International Trade Manager. So my role and my team are there to support businesses in Surrey with getting their goods or services overseas, support them by various different ways. So we have an export documentation service, so we help them with certificates of origin, preferential movement certificates, getting documents legalised. We have a range of other services to help with things like translation, letters of credit, foreign exchange. The list of what businesses need is endless, and we kind of also offer a lot of advice and guidance to help businesses to make sure that they are able to get their goods and services abroad. An interesting fact is that actually UK, if you are just selling to the UK market, you are potentially missing 97% of all your potential customers. So what we want to try and do is actually try to encourage businesses to look at outside markets, look at growing their business overseas, having a look at what their competition's doing, because the likelihood is your competition in the UK is exporting their goods overseas.
So I know you have loads of examples of the types of things people are exporting and to where. So can you just give us some examples about that?
We help quite a few businesses in Surrey, and we have some fantastic companies that are producing some fantastic goods. Just a couple examples, we have a company that's based in Leatherhead that is producing yeast extract, which is then shipped all over the world, and that can be traced back to, I think it's something around about 80% of the world's beer production comes from this little laboratory in Leatherhead. We have a company that is literally just down the road that makes a chemical that's used in the oil and gas industry to make oil flow faster. We've got lots of food and drink providers, manufacturers. We actually deal with companies who are, the micro businesses, the one-man bands, right up to the large multinational corporations. Mm. We even do some work for government bodies as well.
So let's talk about accidental exporters, where people suddenly realize that they are exporting because they are paid from outside of the UK. How does this even happen?
9 times out of 10, it's because they're a service-based company. Mm. So a good example I can give is that we have a member of ours who is a presentation trainer expert, and he has been doing a lot of work with clients in South Africa, but he never goes to South Africa. Everything's done over Skype or a webinar or something like that. But because the financial transaction leaves the UK and goes to South Africa, he would be deemed an exporter. And there's quite a lot of businesses out there that actually are, even if it's not a service, a product that they may be sending over, when they fly overseas, in their suitcase. That would still be deemed an export.
Interesting.
So that's why we call them accidental. They're not aware consciously that they are exporting.
Yeah. So according to your stats, so 50% of export is services as well.
Yes.
That's a massive percentage, isn't it?
It is a massive percentage. And it's one of those ones that, British services, is wanted all over the world. It's held in high esteem. It's very easy for the British businesses to sell their services overseas. What we try to do is we try to help them to find those markets that they may be able to get into in countries that they may not even think about. Mm. At the present moment, there's countries in Africa and Southeast Asia that have huge needs for within the educational services. So there's a huge opportunity for businesses that are selling certain services and skills to start selling their expertise their services overseas.
So can you give us some examples of some services exports? I know you touched in on this a little bit earlier, but what are some of the examples?
Yeah, of course. So as I mentioned with the presentation skills earlier, we also have some that are within the telesales market that actually have clientele overseas, most notably America and Europe. We have IT services, IT providers that and again, one of the IT providers that we work very closely with at the Chamber falls into the accidental exporter category because they have been selling their services to America for the last two years. But didn't realise that they would be deemed an exporter. So, you know, wherever there is a service, wherever there is a need, there is possibility that there's going to be another client out in another market in an overseas country that you could sell for. So
interesting. So as we stand, Brexit is going on. Whether it is or it isn't, we don't know, or if it will at all. So what advice would you have, or reassurance would you have for people who are a little bit hesitant, don't know what to do with going forward? Where does the Chambers come into this? Are you still there to help, or is it more or less, you know, each to his own until we figure this out?
The Chambers will always be there to help. It's difficult to plan for what is the unknown at the moment. You know, is there a deal? Is there not a deal? Are we going for no deal? Brexit, you know, with the withdrawal agreement. So it's really difficult. It's a challenge for businesses to plan and prepare. My advice would be that for businesses to go on to the Surrey Chambers website. We have a fantastic Brexit checklist that you can download. It just asks lots of different questions ranging from immigration to customs procedure, supply chain. It's just those questions that businesses should be asking themselves. The other thing I would recommend businesses to do is to have a look at preparing for a no-deal scenario, because the no-deal scenario will be the worst case scenario. So that would be World Trade Organization rules technically, tariffs, difficulties with potentially difficulties getting goods through customs. The list is endless. Gov.uk website has a lot of technical notices. It's about 127, I think, at this present moment, where businesses can find out for the about information that relates to their business in a no-deal scenario.
Brilliant. So can you also tell us about the connections that you have across the world?
Yes, yeah, so
as Chambers, of course.
So as an accredited Chamber of Commerce, we actually have an overseas Chambers network. I believe the numbers are around about 45 at this present moment, and they are in most of the major countries: USA, China, Japan. But there are also quite a few in you know, countries that businesses probably wouldn't even think about: Myanmar, Cambodia, Nigeria, you know. So we have that support that we can connect businesses to. Another thing, we work very closely with the Department of International Trade, who are fantastic support of the Chamber network, UK Export Finance to help businesses that need potential funding for projects. But really, the biggest thing for the Chamber is our network as a whole. We are not experts in everything. So what we try to do is, if businesses have a question, to contact us. And what we will try and do is we will signpost them to the most relevant business person, expert that we know that can offer them the support and help and guidance.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Gary Hayes there from the Surrey Chambers. And I know we can get more information on the Chambers website as well. Where else can we get some more information from this?
So, like, Chambers website, www.surrey-chambers.co.uk. You can drop the team an email at export@surrey-chambers.co.uk, or just give us a call, or come to one of our events. You know, we are usually at most events, anything like that, we're here.
Brilliant. And if you want to know more about the Chambers and what events they have coming up next, head over, of course, to the Biz website, where if you go on our events page, we have some listed events from the Surrey Chambers going forward. We always have the future events as well, so check those out if you want to catch them and see where they are and ask them the questions. Ask, I think, is the best way to go, best way to get information as well. So thank you very much, Gary, for coming in today and sharing this valuable information.
Thank you.
is Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.